This afternoon, I'm welcoming Louise Edwards to Radio Jockey. You live in New Malden. You've been shortlisted in a national competition to pick a novel for a future TV production as a drama. You also write psychological thrillers yourself under your pen name, A.L. Berggren. So thank you for speaking to me today. Can you take me through this initiative, the competition, how you got involved, etc.?
Absolutely. Yes, thank you for asking and thank you for having me. Out of the blue, I got contacted from the owner from this company called Books Office. And it's a new initiative where they're looking to create something similar to an X Factor, but for authors. Authors who want to see their books become a production, a TV production, a TV series or a film. And it's an initiative to really bridge the gap for authors today. There's so much content out there, but they will never see, you know, see the light or even come close to a production company. This company had researched a lot of authors out there things that they thought would be really good content to take to this competition. And I was one of them that they approached, which was very flattering. I was very excited. 15th of May, the voting started for, you know, to see and get readers and viewers involved to have a say in what they would like to see, you know, which books they would like to see move forward in this competition. So they invite readers and viewers to participate and register and vote for the books that are shortlisted. So
read the book and then they have the opportunity then to give their opinion. How do they do that? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4 facts, certain things about the book, ticks boxes? How did they go about that?
Yeah, so all the authors had to follow a certain format. So we had to really pretend like we are pitching this to a production company. So we had to create a movie deck. And a movie deck is where you see the log line, you know, so the very, very tiny short description of the book or the story, followed by the synopsis and also the main characters and the supporting characters. So get a feel for this book, because a lot of viewers are not readers. Some of them are, and the authors, you know, we're blessed with some great following and fan base that are reading your books. But there's a lot of people that are not reading today and they want to see maybe new content, new interesting stories. So they can also vote, even if they haven't read the books, and they can just read the synopsis. And also the authors, we had the opportunity to create like a movie trailer for our books. So I created one for my books, and just to give a little bit more of a visual flavor of what this could look like and how it, you know, how the books kind of feels for the viewers. So that has helped. So you can do some research. So even if you're not a reader of the books and you haven't read the books, you can still get a good feel for what this is about, what the main characters are, and read a little bit about the authors and so on as well. So all of this is collected. So when you go in and vote, you can click on the projects and the books that you're interested in and read more and do some more research.
So how did it go for you? So has one of your books been shortlisted for the production?
Yes. Yes. So I got approached for my first book. So I write psychological thrillers. So this whole competition is about finding the next killer series. So it should be crime or psychological thriller. Is that genre? So I'm in that genre. And I'm with my first book, which is called The Secret of the Crying Minds. So I have one book, but my books, they are already a series. So it's like a box set, but you read them at the moment. So I hope when you kind of get further down the line, then that I'll be able to pitch the whole series, because that's the next step, you see. So the first, it's a whole month of voting for readers and viewers. And then the 20, I think, top books, they will go into the production, the TV production, which is going to be filming in September. And then in this process, so it's really like an X Factor type. So where that's where it's going to be announced, who are the top 10 and who, you know, who continues in the process. And the winner, the what you can win here is similar to X Factor. You win like a record contract. Here is more, here is to, you win the opportunity to work with a production company and create the pilot for your series that you can take to the channels. So it's obviously huge for us authors to get an opportunity like this, and very, very exciting. So I need all the votes I can get.
So we're looking at a series like possibly a Netflix series or something like that, where your books will be serialized in a TV program.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that could be any of the channels. So that could be Netflix, Sky, it could be BBC, ITV, any channel who wants to produce this kind of content would be like a target audience for this content.
That's very exciting. Let's go back one step then. So during the voting process, you said it's a bit like the X Factor. Will you all be on a stage situation with a panel of judges pitching your books individually, and they'll be whittled down?
Yes. So we are already in the first stage of the competition, which is the voting with readers and viewers. But the next stage will be the X Factor format, where you are pitching to a panel of producers, actors, actresses, and so people in the industry that you pitch to. So it's similar. It's a bit of a secrecy around the format, because I think that's going to be when it gets launched. So all the authors will sign, you know, NDAs. We can't say to anyone what has happened during the filming and what the results were from that filming until it's on TV. Now, the important part is to get all these books, that the top 20 will go, I think, to the TV production, but the top 10, I think, will pitch. So that will be revealed during the TV show. And that's when you pitch. So you don't pitch yet. So now is the shortlisting. So the important part here is to get to the next stage of the competition.
So how do people find where to vote?
So they find it, I think, a lot of as author, some more than others. I mean, some of the authors are your best-selling authors that will have, you know, big databases of readers, or that you can combine, you know, sending out invitations to vote. People who has registered themselves with Books Office, they will be invited to vote. And then so I mean, for me personally, I use social media a lot. So I promote the whole competition to my network of readers and friends and family and anyone who would like to support me through this stage. So it's varied. So they come from different channels. So it could be something that I have done myself in my network, or it could be from Books Office itself, and they're on their social media and emails and invitations and promotions, or it could be people who hears about this or sees it and go into booksoffice.com and register as a reader and a viewer, and then they can browse around. So you will be people who has never maybe heard of these authors before, who comes in and read and explore, or it could be people who's read the books and go like, yes. I mean, for me personally, a lot of my reviews, they said, we want this on Netflix, you know? So it's different. So you can come in from different angles, or they hear about it on radio.
Well, you've actually prompted my next question. So our Radio Jackie listeners, we're listening to this interview. So they go to booksoffice.com. They search your name, presumably under your pen name, A.L. Berggren.
Yes. So A.L. Berggren stands for Anne Louise Berggren. So that's my maiden name, actually. So what they do is they go into booksoffice.com, and then they will be asked, are you an author or are you a reader or a viewer? So they click in what you are. And so then for people who would like to vote, they register as a reader or a viewer. They will then automatically get 5 free votes to use on the books that they want to choose, you know, to vote for. And you can choose to vote use all your votes on one book, or you can spread them out on different. And then you can go on to your profile. If you want to, because when you register, you get a profile, and then you can add an invite other readers and viewers. If you have people in your friends and family or network, colleagues that you know like, you know, some good crime or psychological thriller series, and who would be interested to have a say in what they want to watch next, they could then invite other people. And for every two people that sign up, you get another 5 extra votes that you can use on the favorite books.
So it's exciting. It's quite a web of votes you can create, can't you? And they can synopses of all the books to see if they, you know, want to vote for them, and they can take, so they just have a synopsis of the book. And obviously there's a facility presumably to buy the book if they want to read the whole book as well.
Yes. Yes. So they will have links so they can buy the books from there as well. So an easy process, so they can continue, because on Booksoftware there's hundreds of authors that are not part of this project, so they can also browse if they're interested in reading and interested in books. They can look at other authors, but they have to, when they're going to vote on the project, they need to go to the voting section, and that's where the live projects are. And this is the only live project that's going on now for finding this new killer story.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, no, I'll just say that, you know, my books are available, you know, to look for at Booksoftware, or they're available on Amazon and Waterstone and various online bookstores where you can read about the books and read the reviews and so on. They're called, the series is called The Crying Minds. My first book is called The Secret of the Crying Minds by A.L. Berggren. And I would love you to vote for me if you can. That would be amazing for all the local Radio Jackie listeners. It would be fantastic to get your support. And I got an announcement was made last week that I am in the top 20 at the moment, which is good. But you never know what's going to happen. It's just one more week to vote. One more week. So we have one more week to get as much votes as possible.
Just one question. Are they available on Audible? Because a lot of people like listening to books.
You know, that's such a good question. And the thing is, they are not yet. It's in the making. So, and I think this is the thing, that you have this whole community of people who actually only listen to audiobooks today. It's not done yet, but it's in the making. The project is going on for the first book at the moment. So hopefully by Christmas, maybe we will have the first audiobook done.
And have
I hope
somebody to read your book for you.
I've got an American voice actor actually who is reading it at the moment. So he's great. He's really living it with all the different characters and so on. So we are working through it, but trying my best. So audiobooks will come soon.
So, well, we will wish you the best of luck, and do keep in touch and let us know how you get on in the competition.
Thank you so much.
We'll be watching you or listening out for you. And thank you very much for talking to me today.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye for now.